when I was doing the part asking for forgiveness from all beings, when I was doing that, oh, my heart really stirred, brother, or cried.
Sorry, yeah.
And after that, I can feel like the burden was lifted from my
shoulders. Yeah, you can like, feel the understanding. Feel that, yeah. The understanding free.
Yeah.
And will be a lot of joy inside there.
So subsequently, I decided to do asking for forgiveness on behalf of my sister.
Oh, sadhu, yes.
I think that would help her because whatever she can't do in this lifetime, I think out of my love for her, I willingly do that for her.
Yes, because of affinity, there is condition. You have to be siblings or related. Then you do on behalf, very powerful. Even sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, or whatever, it can be done. But there must be relationship, affinity. Otherwise, the effect is not so strong. It can be done, sadhu.
Because I feel that other than sharing of my merits with her for her recovery, I think this is one part that
this is one part that will help her.
This is something that will help her in her future lives. Yeah. We know that if the karmic obstruction is not taken care of, or like Brother Teo always says, karmic obstruction to be calm and or lessen, this can carry on to future lives.
Correct.
I think that will be quite terrible to think.
Yes,
of.
Then they cannot have the condition to meet up with the true Dhamma because of those karmic obstruction. And a lot of this karmic thing, they will obstruct your path. So if you don't have those understanding to break and clear the karmic obstruction, then it's not easy to encounter the Buddha Dhamma, to have the causes and condition to meet up with the triple gem and to walk this path of Dhamma.